So let's start out looking at the Schrödinger equation. And in one dimension, this is the Schrödinger equation. And I imagine I've got a box, and in the box, the potential is zero. This is a free electron, so the potential energy term doesn't appear, and just the kinetic energy term appears. And then the energy levels of a particle in this box would be given by this formula. And you can take this formula and convert it into, if you know the length of the box, then the wavelength of these solutions is 2L over N, where N is the quantum number, this quantum number. And if I use this relationship, I can turn the energy into this formula. And then if I use the Broglie relation like this, I can convert from wavelength to momentum. I have to write it out more, maybe. If I take the absolute values of this, and this is h bar 2 pi over lambda. And then I can write that as p squared over 2m, and that's equivalent to the mass times the velocity squared divided by 2. So this is the typical form for kinetic energy, and we only have kinetic energy in this problem, so that's why this worked out like this.